Hi, Missy. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Evansville. I'm good.
Very good. I have a ton of papers here strung all out over my desk. It's activities that you've been involved with since about 1997. I'm assuming you were one of those folks that people just don't understand how much stuff you've been in over the last 10 or so years.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around. I get around. in other industries, I definitely, it's so hard to say no to stuff, you know, especially it's just such a cool thing to be in, you know, a career to be an actor in general. It's a lot of fun.
Well, of everything that you have been in, I still to this day have a hard time trying to wrap myself around the fact that you played the character, is it Laliari in Galaxy Quest? Just seeing you today and seeing the character with all the makeup and hair. How big of a ride was that? And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that supposed to be a little part? And then after they saw you and Tony Shalhoub, they kind of expanded your role in the movie?
Yeah, so I remember, you know, we played these aliens who had been getting the TV show Galaxy Quest transmitted in space. And so the way that we look, you know, is based, we created that look, even though we were these giant, like, lizard-like monsters, but we had these little devices, of course, which is just this little plastic circle on our hip. You hit a button, and then you would look like a human. But we were shades of gray because we got everything in black and white. So we were basically wearing these space suits that were made out of, like, car seat material, which didn't breathe very well. And then, you know, we wore these wigs and they airbrushed our makeup on and stuff like that. So we looked, you know, like these aliens. But yes, and initially there was only, I was only in two scenes. And one day I came to work and my makeup artist was like, oh my God, Steven Spielberg came, really liked your character and wants to make your part bigger, which almost never happens. It was a very cool experience.
And I'm sure a lot of people, I don't know what you get recognized for most, but just a brief occurrence on Two and a Half Men as the legendary Miss Pasternak probably has garnered you lots of attention over the years, as many times as that's been replayed over and over and over.
Yeah, well, I'm one of those people that, you know, people go like, don't I know you from somewhere? You know, so I have to kind of go through lists and, you know, kind of look at the person and go like, oh, I wonder what they watch. But it is usually, it's either, you know, Galaxy Quest or Two and a Half Men, or, you know, I was in, like, Soul Plane and Harold and Kumar and all these different things. So, you know, I should just get a card made and just hand it over. Like, this is where you've seen.
Yeah, I'm that girl. One of the things, when I was going through the bio, when they sent me the initial stuff, I've kind of overlooked at first the part where you were singing it. I had no idea that you, number one, had a great voice, and number two, you were singing and had a group. And then I saw this Smith and Powell and didn't think a thing of it. And then all of a sudden, it was this jaw-dropping moment when I discovered that the Smith was Shawnee Smith, who I've been a huge fan of for since, like, forever. And you have turned
incredible
into great friends. And tell me all about this Shawnee Smith.
Well, Shawnee Smith had a, you know, a punk band called Phi Dolla Ho, and she's just a very prolific poet and singer. I mean, I met her on a pilot back in, like, 2006.
Yeah, something called Traveling in Packs.
I'd said I'd been singing forever, and she was like, and I said, I really want to be in a band. And she said, I'll be in a band with you. It's not what you think it'll be, but I'll do it. And I was like, well, don't, you know, mess with me, because I really want to do this. And then she didn't, and we did it. We recorded an album. We went touring, so it's on. You can find it on iTunes and Amazon Music. It's called It's Okay to Be Happy by Smith and Pyle. And then I have my own album called Poo Poo Platter Volume 1 on iTunes and Amazon as well.
Yeah, and very nice. People need to go on your Facebook page and look down a little bit where you sing Do You Ever Think of Me? Awesome song. Very nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
With all the stuff that you've done, you're still going, and there's a new 10-episode comedy on YouTube Red online called Sing It, and you're in there, and it's kind of like American Idol behind the scenes. Tell us all about that, because I just got the chance to watch the first episode, like, just a few minutes ago, and it's awesome, so tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah, so that's basically what it is, behind the scenes at a talent show like American Idol, Sing It, and I play a network executive. We've just replaced, like, the show is, like, basically kind of on its last legs. It's been going for a long time, and so the executive producer gets fired, and then the girl who's underneath him thinks she's going to take over, and that's played by Mircea Monroe. She's a phenomenal actress. Very, 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 very funny and crazy. And then I come in and tell her, you know, that she's not taking over. There's a new guy named Drew Davies who's taking over, and of course, and then it just follows the show. He wants the show to be like a real documentary, but of course, you know, in all of these reality shows that we all watch, there's very little about them that's actually real, except for in a singing show, the talent, which this show is no exception. There's really phenomenally talented people, including like some people from the old American Idol, like Ace Young and his wife.
And you have on, they can find you on TV Land right now on the Soul Man TV show and on Fox Now in a cartoon called Border Town. And you've got several movies coming up too.
Yeah, I have a movie coming out this summer called with Viggo Mortensen, mm-hmm. and called Captain Fantastic. And it's like he raises his kids in the woods. It's a pretty cool movie. And then I have a movie out called Pandemic right now, a movie called Internet Famous coming out. And then, you know, I've got all these other ones that make me in the festival circuit, so I don't know when they're going to be out. But it's such a different world now with, you know, you can just, movies come out on...
all over the place. And we're out of time. It's great to have a chance to talk to you. And by the way, you have a mini-me who looks just exactly like you in Evansville. Her name is Gabby White, and she's a goaltender for a hockey team. So you'll have to...
No way!
Yeah, is your perfect identical twin, almost.
Well, my very first professional job out in Evansville, so I just want to say how much I love your town.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you, and good luck with all your ventures coming up.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.